ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We're still seeing Bhagavad-pada's commentary on the very first verse, where he presents the doubt of a Purupakshi. The first mantra, let us read the first mantra once. The first mantra presents the four questions. It begins with the question and presents four questions totally. Om keneshitam patati preshitam manaha kena pranav prathamav praiti yuktaha keneshitam vachamimam vadanti chakshushrotram kavudevo yunakti. We have understood the literal meaning of each word of this mantra. Of course, here the person who asked the question, the disciple, is the one who is a Brahma Bubhutsamanaha. Brahma Jignyasuhu. Bubhutsamanaha Jignyasuhu mean the same. Is the one who is desirous of knowing the Brahman, and he also knows that Brahma, the reality of the universe, has to be known as one's own Swarupa. That's why he is asking very clearly here, what is that reality? What is the truth obtaining as the innermost essence, by the mere presence of which, willed by whom, which the mind becomes activated. The mind is instigated. Then it goes towards its objects. As the question asked. And he continues his question as, what is that by which even the inert prana, who is revered as the Prathamaha, also moves about, and what is that because of whose grace even the organ of speech is involved in speaking the words? So what is that which really connects all the, which makes the sense organs function as sense organs, that what is which really makes this ear and eye, what is which connects its respective objects? This is the literal meaning of the mantra, we understood very well. And Bhagavad-pada already explained that even though the words ishitam and preshitam, two verbs are used, and two verbs are derived from the same root ish, one with the prefix pra, one without the prefix pra. And the first verb, ishitam, the participle ishitam, means willed or desired. And the second verb, preshitam, means activated or instigated. So, kena ishitam manaha patati, preshitam manaha patati. Kena ishitam preshitam manaha patati. What is that? By desired or willed by which means by whose mere presence mind becomes activated. Thereby, it goes towards its objects. This is the explanation given. And he also explained that the word ishitam is especially used here because this, even though the mere presence itself, mind is activated. Mind is, of course, activated by that some unknown principle, the conscious principle, which the student wants to know. But still that conscious principle does not make any effort to activate the mind. By its mere presence, by its mere will, by its mere desire, it activates. That's made very clear. This is where the Purupakshi's doubt came, which yesterday I started and a lot of disruptions, so I had to stop the class. Let me go back to that. Purupakshi's question. Okay? Roll with me now. Purupakshi. Yadi yeshaha arthaha abhipretaha syat. This is what I realized yesterday. If this is the meaning intended, which meaning is intended? There is something by whose mere presence, by whose mere will alone, mind becomes activated and goes towards its objects. Okay, this is the meaning. If this is the meaning intended, if this is the meaning implied there, yadi eshaha arthaha avipretaha syat, kena ishitam iti yetavata eva. By merely asking this question, what is that, willed by whom, itself would have been enough. Kena ishitam iti yetavata eva. With this much alone, by asking only this much, what is that, willed by whom, itself would have been enough. Siddhatvat preshitam iti na vaktavyam. Again, the verb preshitam should not be said. So the Purupakshi simply states two words are not necessary. What is the intended meaning? Atma is not the doer. Please make a note. Abhipretaha arthaha kaha. What is the intended meaning? Atma is not of the nature. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. He does not know what Atma is, but he understands there must be a conscious principle and which must be of the nature of actionlessness, which cannot be really involved in any actions. But there is something, because of the mere presence of something alone, it is mind becomes activated that it goes towards its objects. Manaha preshitam patati. And therefore what? The two verbs, it's appropriate to make use of two words by the student who asked the questions. But Purupakshi says one verb itself would have been enough. The second word, preshitam iti na vaktavyam, it should not be again said. Kena preshitam. Instigated by whom? That question should not be said. This is what the Purupakshi's some expression. Therefore, Shankar Bhagavatpada's answer, let us see here. Apicha shabdadhikyat arthadhikyam yuktam. Shabdadhikyat arthadhikyam yuktam. Means what? Yukta means it, due to the existence of words, means due to the extra word. The extra meaning is appropriate. To have extra meaning is appropriate. Which means, what does this sentence convey? Shabda adhikyat artha adhikyam yuktam. As there is an extra word, the extra meaning also is important, appropriate. What it means is, when the Veda Shastram uses any words, whether it is Karmakanda, in the portion of Karmakanda, or Upasana Kanda, or in the Jnana Kanda, or in the Upanishads, if the word is, I mean, can you give me extra information? If any word is used by the Shastram, every word should be considered and given importance, taken into account very seriously. One should try to find out that meaning of that word in keeping with the given context, how it is used, so that one can arrive at the exact what is conveyed by the Shastram. We cannot simply reject the words. As Purapakshi says, oh, if this is the intended meaning, then extra words, Prashita, need not have been used. So we don't need, etc. We cannot decide. We should not decide also. Therefore, Bhagavatpada says, Apicha, and also, Shabda Adhikyat Artha Adhikyam. When an extra word is used, there's something extra is conveyed. And by conveying something extra, something is clearly communicated. Understand? Something is very clearly communicated. So what is communicated there by presenting these two words? Yes, there is a conscious principle and whose existence is not very, the student is very sure of the existence of the conscious principle. But what is that conscious principle, that alone the student wants to know? And he asks, there's something, and because of whose presence alone, the inert mind becomes activated, that it goes towards its object. And to make it very clear, he uses two words. So the meanings conveyed by both words are very important to understand what is being said here. He says, uktam, yuktam means appropriate. Iti. Ichchaya karmana vachava kena preshitam. Iti artha viseshaha avagantum yuktaha. So using the two words, two participles, it is appropriate to understand the specification of the meaning of the word preshitam, meaning activated. So activated by what? Activated by mere will, or activated by an action, or activated by an oral instruction? Ichchaya karmana vacha va. Activated. Mind is activated. But that activation of the mind was done ichchaya, by mere will, by mere presence, or by an action, or vacha, or by oral instruction. Va kena preshitam. How it was activated. Iti artha viseshaha avagantum yuktaha. It is possible to understand the specification of the meaning, whether by mere presence, by mere will, or by physical action, or through oral instruction. Iti kena preshitam. How this mind is activated. Iti, this specification of the meaning, it is possible to understand the specification of the meaning. It is appropriate to understand the specification of the meaning. This is the answer Shankara Bhagavatpada gives. Again, he is not happy. He continues. Again, he says, no. Na means what? That na should be na, no. That Preshitam, the word preshitam should be said. If the Purupakshi's interest is not accepted, no, it is appropriate for the student to use this word preshitam also. So it should not be given up. This is Prashna Samatyat Yeshaha Dehari Sanghata Sanghata Dehari Sanghata Anityat Karma Karyat Virattaha Ataha Anyate Kutastam Nityam Vastu Butsamanaha Pruchyatiti Samatyat Papadyate. Again, it says, why the student used two words, Ishitam and Preshitam? Both words are important because from the very nature of the question, the very capacity of the question, from the very strength of the question, it is understood the importance of having to use both the verbs. And because the person who is asking is not an ordinary person, he is viraktaha. Prashna samarthyat. From the very expertise of asking the question, from the strength of the question, the nature of the question, from the very capacity of the question, how much it conveys, ask the question. It is appropriate, is possible to use both words. The person who asks is Dehadi Sanghatat Anityat Karyakarmat Viraktaha. The student is highly dispassionate person. Person who is dispassionate towards the time-bound body, mind, and complex. Dehadi Sanghatat Viraktaha. He is detached from the time-bound body, mind, and complex. And he is detached from the time-bound action and the results also. Anityat Karma Karyat Viraktaha. Which means the person is no more interested in Artha Kama Dharmas. He is a person who is no more interested in other three time-bound relative material ends at all. And he is a person, Tivra Mamukshuhu, Tivra Babutsamanaha, Tivraha Jignyasuhu. He's a very serious person who is aspiring for Jnana. Ataha, therefore, Anyat Prichyati. That is why he asks for another thing which is other than the time-bound, inert, material, body, mind, sense complex, which is other than any action, which other than the result of action. Anyate means what? Other than results of actions. Results of actions in terms of Artha Kama Dharmas and the karma, the efforts involved in accomplishing Artha Kama Dharmas, and even the instruments in the form of body, mind, sense complex. Beyond all these, what is there? That is what he is interested in. Ataha Anyata Pruchyati. He asks for another thing which is distinct from, other than the instruments, the body, mind, sense complex. He's in, other than any action, other than any result of action in the form of Artha Kama Dharmas. But he asks for what? Nityam Vastu, Kotastham Nityam Vastu Bhutsamanaha. He is a person who is desirous of knowing the timeless, everlasting, unchanging, unchangeable, permanent reality, Kutastham. The word Kutastham You know, Pooja Swamiji explained this word kutastha. Atma, one of the words implying the Atma is kutastha. Kutavat tishthati iti kutastha. You know, learnt in Bhagavad Gita. Kutavat tishthati iti kutastha. Kutaha means a strong iron anvil. And it is used to hammer the iron rods, etc. The iron rod which is hammered on the top of the anvil, I mean, well, they'll get, they undergo change, but this iron will never undergo any change. In the same way, kotastaha means what? Kotavata yaha tishtati means what? The one who remains changelessly, unchangeably, like an anvil is kotastaha. So you can simply take it as changeless. Okay. So here, this conscious principle which the person wants to know is unchanging, changeless, permanent, everlasting, timeless reality. So being desirous of knowing the truth, this person asks the question. So from the very nature of the question, prashna samathyat upapadyate, it's appropriate, it's possible to make use of both the verbs. This understood from the very nature of the question, the strength of the question, the capacity of the question. Okay. And Hengapapa Bhagavad Pada continues, itaratha iccha vakarma bhihi dehadi sanghatasya prerayitrutvam prasiddham iti prashnaha anathakaha eva syat. Itaratha, otherwise, iccha vakarma bhihi dehadi sanghatasya prerayitrutvam prasiddham iti prashna anarthakaha syat. Anarthakaha prashnaha syat. The redundant, meaningless, useless question it would have become if already it is well known, prasiddham. Well known as what? That body, mind, sense complex had a status of being activated by will and oral instruction and also by action. It was already well known, then why should the question be asked? It is not known. It is not only not well known, it is not at all known. Iccha va karma bihi dehadi sangatasya prerayitrutvam prasiddham iti. If prasiddham yadi syat, we have to supply some words here. If it is already well known that body, mind, and this complex have the status of being activated by the will or by oral instruction and also by action, if it is well known, then the question is not relevant. Prashna anarthakaha syat. The very question is asked, why it is asked? It is very clear. Mind is activated. Mind does go towards its objects. Mind does objectify. Mind does go towards its functions in its field. But mind is inert. It functions thereby. It contributes for what? The function of other sense organs, the physical body, etc. The life itself is possible. But how is it possible? There's something other than that mind which must be enabling the mind to function. So what is that? And that definitely is not doing anything. By its mere presence, by its mere existence, by its mere will, the mind becomes functional. That is why the question is appropriate. The question becomes relevant. This question is a very meaningful question. It is not a meaningless question. So it's already not known. That is why it is the question is appropriate. Therefore, he says, if already it is well known that's reality, which by its mere presence, and it has the status of being the activator of the body, mind and corpus through oral instruction or by action, if it is very well known, then the question would have been meaningful. The question would have become redundant. So all that he says, just to say, we should not question the Veda mantra, why there are two verbs used, etc. But we try to understand what is being said there. Next, Purupaksha again comes back. Evamapi preshita shabdasya arthaha na padarshitaha eva. Look at this. We all understood why the word preshitam is used. Can you forget the meaning of this mantra after going through reading so many times? That's why Bhashya Patanam is for understanding, assimilating the mantra's meaning here itself. In spite of having made very clear, even we all have seemed to have understood why two words should be used. But here the Purupakshi says what? Evam api. Even it is explained in this manner. Preshita shabdasya artaha na prashitaha eva. Still, the meaning of the word preshitam has not yet been made, not yet been revealed, not yet been made clear. For us it is clear, isn't it? Only the Purupakshi has a doubt. We all don't have, we all join hands with Shankara Bhagavad-Pada. So Shankaracharya again has to say, na. This is called, this is called what now? Sthanu Nikhanana Nyaya. Understand now? Sthanu Nikhanana Nyaya means making a hole, putting a stump there, and then you have to put sand and stones and hit it, so that when you go to the next mantra, you should not have any doubt in this first mantra. And some people lose already, we get tired, my God, better to go on, remain in contemplation, Swamiji. I think better I'll work on my personal sadhana. It's too much to listen to the Sanskritam and English and all that. If such tiredness comes, what does it mean? Either they're struggling with Sanskritam or they do not want to make efforts to understand what is being said in Sanskritam. And they want some spoon feeding, some translation of it. No, that is not the way. This is how mananam has to happen. Okay. Now Shankaracharya says, what was the Purupakshi's word here? Preshita shabdasya artaha na pradarshitaha. The meaning of the word preshitam has not yet been clarified, not had been revealed, has not had been shown. Shankaracharya says, na, what are you talking? Na, that is not true. Why? Samshayavataha ayam prashnaha iti preshita shabdasya artha viseshaha upapadyate. See, the person, samshevataha ayam prashnaha iti, who is the one who can ask the question? Here, the person who has the doubt is samshayavan sishyaha. Samshayavataha sishyasya ayam prashnaha. Samshayavan sishyaha. Samshayavataha sishyasya ayam prashnaha. This question is of a student who is not totally ignorant of the self, ignorant of the conscious being. What does it mean? Who is not totally ignorant of the existence of the conscious being. He knows there is a conscious being existent. His only doubt what? He has his doubt. This doubt is of the person who knows the existence, who does not know what is that existing conscious being. So samshayavan means what? Samshayavan means the person of doubt must be. Beautiful, very subtle teaching. Please make a note. Who can have a doubt? The person who is totally ignorant of the reality cannot have any doubt about the reality. Okay? Samshayavan must be a person of half ignorance and half knowledge. The person who is totally ignorant of the reality, totally ignorant of the conscious being, then he cannot ask any question about the conscious being. So what is, a person does not know there's something called conscious being, then he cannot ask, what is the conscious being? By whose will, by whose mere existence, the inner mind becomes activated? Such a question is not possible. It doesn't even know that it exists. Therefore, samshayavan must be, a doubtful person must be, a person of half knowledge, half ignorance. He knows the conscious principle exists, but he does not know what that conscious principle is. Because of the half ignorance and the half doubt, half knowledge alone, the doubt is possible. And because of that, therefore the question is of the person who has a doubt. Samshayavataha ayam prashnaha iti prehita shabdasya artha visesha upapadyate. So it is possible for the specification of the meaning of the word preshitam, because it's used by a person who asks the question, who is a person of doubt, which means who is not a totally ignorant person. A totally ignorant person cannot have any doubt at all. A totally knowledgeable person also will not have a question. Is it clear now? So you must know there is something. Then you can ask what is it? If you don't even know there is something, how can you ask what is it? Understand? Very beautiful. Shankara Bhagavatpada makes very samshayavatahayam prashnaha iti preta shabdasya artha visesha upapadyate. It is possible for the specification of the meaning of the word preshitam in the question, because the question is of the person who has the doubt, and the doubtful person must be the person of half ignorance and half knowledge. He must be the person of the, he must be the person who has the knowledge of the existence of the conscious being, but who does not know what the conscious being is. Therefore, it is appropriate. Understand? So, kim yatha prasiddhameva karyakarana sanghatasya preshitrutvam. Kimva sanghata vyatiriktasya svatantrasya iccha matrenaiva manadi preshayitrutvam ityasya arthasya pradarshanartham kenehitam patati prehitam manaha iti visheshadvayam upapadyate. So why Shankara Pada makes it very beautiful? Karya karana sanghatasya preshayitrutvam yata prasiddhameva. Whether it is already well known of the conscious principle having the status of being the activator of the body mind sense complex. Kimva or sanghati vyatiriktasya svatantrasya iccha matreneva manadi preshayitrutvam. Whether that conscious principle by its mere presence has the status of being which is independent, which is distinct. Sangati vyatiriktaha kim va, or the question is what? Whether there is something just distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, and just independent of the body, mind, sense complex. Sangati vyatiriktaha and svatantraha. So that which is there is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, and which is independent of the body, mind, sense complex. Icha matrena eva, by its mere will, mere presence, that conscious principle has the status of being the activator of manadi, mind, etc. So that conscious principle, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, which is independent of the body, mind, sense complex, and which by its mere presence, by its mere will alone, has the status of being the activator of the mind. Ityasya arthasya pradarshanartham, for showing this meaning, for showing this, for revealing this expression, ityasya arthasya pradarshanartham, for showing this doubt, for showing this question, ke neshitam patati preshitam manaha iti viseshana dvayam upapadyate. Therefore, it is possible for the student to make use of these two words, viseshana dvayam, two specific expressions in this question. What is that by whose presence mind goes towards its objects? Kena ishitam preshitam manaha patati iti viseshna dvayam upapadyate. It is possible for the student to make use of these two specific words having specific meanings. In this question, what is that by whose presence, by whose mere will, mind becomes activated? Is it clear now? The two questions. Yatha prasiddhameva, whether it's already known, well known, that conscious principle has the status of being the activator of the body, mind, sense complex. Yatha prasiddhameva, whether it is already well known that the conscious principle has the status of being the activator of the body, mind, sense complex. Next question. Or the conscious principle, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, which is independent of the body, mind, sense complex, has the status of being the activator of the body, mind, sense complex by its mere presence. Ityasya arthasya pradarshanartham. If it is already well known, then the question would be already tell what was explained. The two questions. Kim yatha prasiddhameva kim va sanghati vyatiriktasya svatantrasya iccha matreneva manadi preshayitrutvam. Am I very fast here in reading? Okay. Kim va sanghata vyatiriktasya svatantrasya iccha matrena eva manadi preshayitrutvam. See, the conscious principle is not mentioned here because he knows the existence of conscious principle, but he does not know what it is. Therefore, the Bhagavad Pada does not bring it, use that word here. So it's already well known, or it is it is well known or not. If it is already well known, the question is not possible. If it is not very well known, how it is not well known? Well known means that there is conscious principle which activates by its mere presence. And what is that conscious principle? Also, if it is known, it is well known. But it is not totally known. It is partially known. There is a conscious principle which has the status of being the activator of body-mind-sense complex. But how does it activate the body-mind-sense complex? How does it contribute for the function of mentation? How? By doing something? No. And what is that? That is something which is distinct from the body-mind-sense complex, but there is, but we do not know what it is. Sangata vyatiriktam, that is distinct. And swatantram, it's also independent of the body-mind-sense complex. That conscious principle, Ichcha matre naiva, by its mere will, by its mere presence, preshayitrutvam has the status of being the activator of the mind, etc. Ityarthasya pradarshanartham, for showing this specific meaning, for driving home the specific meaning, the student asks the question, Kena ishitam preshitam manaha iti. For showing this, the students, it is possible for the student asking this question using Kena ishitam padati preshitam manaha iti, but using what? Two different participles conveying two different meanings. Very, it made very clear. Now it's clear? Okay. Now again, the poor Paksha is a little more doubt. Nano swatantram manaha Swavishaye swayam patati iti prasiddham. Tatra katam prashna upapadyate iti. Now, nanu comes what? Nanu is again expression of doubt. What's doubt here? Manaha swatantram. Pura Pakshi's doubt. Voice must be very, very soft voice. Doubt means soft voice. Manaha swatantram, mind is independent. So what does it do? Svavishaye swayam patati, mind goes towards its object by itself. Mind experiences its field by itself, independent, because mind is independent. Iti prasiddham, it is well known. Okay. Tatra katham prashna upapadyate. If mind, it's well known that mind is independent, it goes towards its objects by itself, it experiences its field by itself, therefore, how such a question is possible? Iti uchyate. Okay, before even go, we see what Shankara Bhagavatpada gives. Mind is independent in going towards its objects. Is it true or not? It is relatively correct. Mind is not dependent on sense organs for its existence only. But mind is not totally independent. So, look at this here. Yadi swatantram manaha. See, it's all beautiful way of understanding the mind. Okay. You need to understand what the mind is here. To distinguish Atma from the mind. Yadi swatantram manaha. Pravritti nivritti vishaye syat. Yadi manaha. Pravritti nivritti vishaye hrutantram syat. Sorry, I have not sent you the means. I got so preoccupied. Definitely I'll send it. Yadi manaha pravritti nivritti vishaye swayam sutantram syat. The sutantram syat. Okay. See, pravrittihi means what? Pravrittihi means involvement in activity. Pravrittihi itself means activity. Nivrittihi means what? Retirement. Involvement in activity is pravrittihi. Retirement from activity is nivrittihi. So, involvement in retirement from activity is pravrittihi nivrittihi. Yadi manaha pravritti nivritti vishaye swatantram syat. If the mind is independent, regarding its involvement and retirement from activity. Means involvement and retirement means what? In involvement in activity means what? Entertaining thoughts. The mind is independent in regarding involvement in activity means in entertaining thoughts. And with retirement means what? Withdrawing its thoughts. Whenever thoughts are entertained, whenever mind entertains thoughts, mind is involved in the activity. There's a function of meditation happening. So whenever the mind withdraws its thoughts, whenever all thoughts become resolved, when the mind is passive, inactive, non-functional, then we say mind has retirement from its activity. Is such function of meditation, pravritti nivritti vishaye manaha sutantram syat. If mind is independent in functioning as the mind, its function of meditation, if there's independence in terms of involvement in activity, entertaining thoughts, or in the form of retirement from its activity, in the form of withdrawing the thoughts, then, tarihi, then, sarvasya anishta chintanam nasyat. Beautiful. Sarvasya anishta chintanam nasyat. Then, for everyone, then, there will not be undesired thinking. Undesirable thinking will not be there. The mind is independent of entertaining thoughts. Then there will, you can, what now? It has anishtam anishta chintanam nasyat. Undesirable, undesired thoughts would not, thinking will not be there. Undesired, undesirable thinking will not be there means what? Negative thoughts, unpleasant thoughts. Sometimes you must be wanting, my God, I do not want to entertain these thoughts, but still these thoughts are coming. Thoughts, now which the fear, who wants to entertain fear? But fear comes. The fear, anxiety, then you can avoid what? The fear will not be there, anxiety will not be there, jealousy will not be there, hatred will not be there. Thank God, mind is independent. All thoughts, undesirable thoughts will not be there. So he says, anishta chintanam nasyat, yadi pravritti nivritti vishaye manaha svatantram syat, tarihi sarvasya anishta chintanam nasyat. Unpleasant thinking, undesirable, unpleasant, negative thinking will not be there. Then anartham cha janan, anartham cha janan sankalpayati. Anartham janan sankalpayati means what? In spite of knowing something being wrong, incorrect, in spite of knowing, anartha means what? In spite of knowing the consequence of the action being not desirable, in spite of knowing the action being wrong, incorrect also, a person sankalpayati, a person does, no, decides to do. In spite of knowing what is wrong also, anartham cha janan sankalpayati, a person decides. Abhyagra dukhe chakarye varyamanamapi pravartate eva manaha. Abhyagra dukhe chakarye varyamanamapi pravartate eva manaha. The abhyagra dukham karyam means an activity which is varyamanam, which can be avoided. And still abhyagra dukkham karyam. Abhi agram, abhyagra dukkham means the action which causes sudden pain, instantaneous pain, instantaneous grief is abhyagra dukkham karyam. So, anartham cha janan sankalpayati, in spite of knowing the actions being wrong, incorrect, a person decides to go ahead with that. Abhyagra dukkham api cha karye, even what is to be done is, even what is to be done which can cause the immediate instantaneous pain, varyamanamapi, even if it can be easily avoided, still manaha pravartate eva, still mind goes ahead, mind involves, pravartate eva, tasmat, therefore, yuktaha eva, it is appropriate only. What appropriate? Kena ishitam ityadi prashnaha. Therefore, this question is very appropriate to ask, what is that by the will of whom? What is that by the mere presence, the mere desire of whom the mind is activated? Therefore, such a question is appropriate. Sometimes some certain portions are seem to be being dragged, but sometimes you are going to see also beautiful bhashyam. You will understand maya only in this opinion very well. So what is the conclusion? Mind, even though the function of mentation is happening, mind is not independent. The mind can function, first of all, mind cannot even have the status of being existent without the blessing of the conscious principle. So, even to have the status of being existent, even for its existence, mind needs to be known, for that is dependent on the Atma. And not only for its mere existence, then to become functional, to be involved in function of meditation, to be involved in the activity of entertaining thoughts, to be involved in withdrawing the thoughts, resolving the thoughts also. Mind is at the mercy of the conscious principle. If such an independence is there on the part of the mind, then none will entertain any unpleasant, unwanted thoughts at all. We all can avoid unwanted thoughts. And sometimes, in spite of knowing something is wrong, we are because of impelled by our own strong desires, we do go against dharma, and we do involve ourselves in wrong actions. When we say we, people. In the same way, sometimes actions can be easily omitted, can be easily avoided. Varyamanam api abhyagradukkechakarye pravartate eva manaha. Even mind involves entertaining a strong desire to impel a person to do an action which is easily avoidable using one's willpower and knowledge of right and wrong, but still the desire, mind of desire, impels a person in an action which would cause immediate and quick pain. So all these are the explanation. All this is explanation for what? That this question is appropriate. Tasmat yuktaha eva keneshitam ityadi prashnaha. Therefore, it's very appropriate on the part of the student to ask this question, keneshitam, etc. Kena prano yuktaha. Kena pranaha yuktaha. Yuktaha is with what now? Niyuktaha. Yuktaha is equal to niyuktaha. Niyuktaha is equal to preditaha san. Being inspired. Being instigated. Being activated. By which conscious principle? Praiti. Praiti is equal to gachati. Prakarshena yeti. Praiti gachati. Gachati means what? So being inspired, activated, instigated by which conscious principle? The inert prana. Sva vyaparam prati gachati. Sva prakarshena yeti means what? Praiti means sva vyaparam prati gachati. It goes, it involves itself in its functions. So, vyaparam prati gachati. It goes towards its functions of respiration, inhalation, exhalation, digestion, excretion, circulation, etc. Prathamaha iti prana visheshanam syat. The prathamaha is what? The word prathamaha in the mantra is an adjective describing the prana. Okay. Why prathamaha iti? Why prana has this specific description, adjective, the word prathamaha? The explanation is given later on. Tat purvakatvat sarvendriya pravruttinam. Sarva indriya pravruttayaha. Please make a note. Sarvendriya pravruttinam tatpurvakatvat. The reason is, what's the reason why the word prathamaha, the first and the foremost to prana? Why prana is given the name prathamaha? He said, sarvendriya pravruttinam purvakatvam asti pranasya. Sarva Indriya Pravruttayaha means all functions. Pravruttayaha literally means what? Activities. Implying, you say functions. All functions of all senses. What are the karanam here? Sarva Indriya means what? Antarindriyam. Even the mind, the function of meditation. Then function of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, etc. All indriya, functions of sense organs. Then functions of organs of actions. Vagindriyam, pani indriyam, pada indriyam. Isn't it? All five subtle powers of organs of actions. All five subtle powers which serve as instruments of actions. Even the antahkaranam, all 11 aspects. Okay? All their functions. Okay? All their functions presuppose the function of prana. What does it mean? The mind does not function. Purvakatvam. Sarvendriya pravruttinam purvakatvat. All functions presuppose the function of prana. If physiological functions do not happen, there cannot be any energy in the system. There's no energy means the non-energetic mind cannot function. Non-energetic karmendriyani, anendriyani cannot function. No function is function. Any function presupposes energy. So the pranic functions of prana are important for the constant continuous supply of energy. Only then all functions are possible. Therefore, it says now, all indriya functions of indriyani presuppose the function of the pranas. Tat purvakatva sarvendriya pravruttinam. Therefore, prana is said to be the prathamaha. And even in sleep, when all other subtle powers remain resolved and non-functional, pranas alone continue to function, to sustain the whole system. Therefore, prana is prathamaha. So I'll see you tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.